Producer Donald, what are we looking at today now in our survey says what's happening in your life?
Today, I'm asking 29% of people say they've hidden this from visitors before they came over.
Oh.
What you had.
What are you hiding before people come over? I know Una's got an ottoman in every room.
No, it's actually just a box.
Yeah, you call it an ottoman.
I call it an ottoman. I got in one of the German shops, and it's because I saw a video that says, if you want to have a tidy house or just fool people into thinking that your house is like, you know, tidy or whatever, have an ottoman or a box in every room.
Let's have a look at the Notion meter to see how Notion-y Una is. Here we go.
Seriously.
You've got more notions than anyone, Una.
No way. Okay. It's because it's so untidy, I just catch everything and throw it in, and then I can't find anything.
Yeah. Tidy up.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing by throwing stuff in the boxes.
Is that it?
It's not the answer, Ottomans. Okay. No.
Give us a question again. We need to get some guesses from everyone else on 087-1102-107.
29% of people say they've hidden this from visitors before they come over. What is it?
Is it the evidence that you haven't cooked and you've got takeaway boxes?
Oh,
and you've
that's a good shout. Yeah. And then,
be the lingering smell, though, from the nice takeaway.
Well, you could say that you've cooked, because you put it in like cookware and then put it in the oven and pots and stuff like this. Oh, I'm just finishing up here now.
But then you've got to take the bin out as well, because they'll be looking at the bin going, oh, there's a lot of takeaway pots in there.
Oh, yeah. You know how to do that, don't you?
Do what? Take out the bin?
Yeah.
Of course I do.
Oh, no, it's just that in the past you've said, that's not my job.
Well, it's not. No, no, I've never said that. That is my job.
You did
say
that.
No, I don't think that if there is. No, because I'm going to sound sexist now, and I don't want to sound sexist, but I do believe that if male and females or whatever are living together, and there is if a boy is stronger and the bin is heavy, I think it would be nicer if the boy took the bin out just to be super sound. Yeah. But it's no problem if they don't want to do it, because the girls will do it no problem either. Exactly. But you know,
it's on wheels, isn't it?
It's not, huh? Yeah, but in my case, if you're going over gravel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, in the front of your mansion, you've got a...
My front of my mansion.
Your pebble
my
yard.
My semi-D.
No, it is not.
All right. 087-1102-107. Get your voice note in. The question is...
29% of people said they've hidden this from visitors before they come over. What is it?
Una's got another guess.
Is it the help?
Oh, my God. I would never use that terminology. It's you. You call them the staff, isn't it?
Oh,
I do, yeah.
Right there is producer Donald. What are we asking in our survey says this morning?
29% of people say they've hidden this from visitors before they came over. What is it?
087-1102-107.
Good morning, everyone. Niall from Kildare here.
Hey, Niall from Kildare.
Just relation to Una's ottomans.
Oh, this is so Una's an ottoman in every room.
It's a box, basically, just so I can store clutter stuff.
And when she bought it, it had a sticker saying, this is an ottoman. She hides things in it and forgets about it. Yeah. Okay, so Niall's this.
I cannot stand rooms being overly cluttered.
Don't ever visit Una's house.
So if you can throw stuff in the boxes and forget that they exist, why don't you just throw them out? I would much rather bin half the stuff that I don't want people seeing than just having them stuck in boxes, because I still know they're there.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Thanks, Al.
Niall, I am emotionally attached to items. I'm a hoarder. I can't help it. My daughter, Sadie, my four-year-old, she's worse than me. She started crying when I tried to throw out a wrapper. She said, don't. We can use it for arts and crafts.
It still smells of chocolate.
One of Jamie's
brings back good times.
The Match Attacks cards that he had, it was torn, and he went to put it in the bin, and she was like, "No, I'll sellotape it together. Don't throw it out."
But it's not worth anything anymore.
Doesn't matter. It's a gene, the hoarder gene. It's coming from the famine that we still have it in us. No, seriously, it is. Someone told me that a while ago, and it makes so much sense.
It's coming from...
Yes, because we're trying to store things. We're trying to keep things. Do you know what I mean?
Would you ever think of doing one of those genealogy tests? You know, the my DNA or your thing, that you know the way you...
Oh, I'd love to. I should do one of those.
Should we do one? And I just hope that you're not connected to this country just because...
Of course I am connected to this country. The cheek of you.
All right, let's get one of those. We'll see whereabouts in Mars you're from.
I'm a descendant of Brian Brew, I'll have you know. Maybe.
Okay, producer Donald, what are we asking this morning in our survey says?
Today, 29% of people said they've hidden this from visitors before they came over. What is it?
It's definitely the kids and the mother-in-law. That's somebody else saying this now on WhatsApp. It's not me.
No, you've never tried to hide the father-in-law Cooper, no.
Big Dave?
Yeah.
No, he's usually the one greeting people when they arrive.
No, it's not the answer, no.
A dog on the lead in one arm and then a hen under the other arm. Got a pocket full of eggs and some leeks sticking out of one of his other pockets. How are you doing, man? Welcome along.
You're the gas man, Big
and
Dave.
And a brick to break your window because you might have locked your keys in your car.
Oh my God, I did that once in my life.
Enough for us to get lots of content.
Yeah, that's true. Is it that they hide fun bedroom stuff? Lol, from Sarah Jane and Mayo.
That is a very good guess.
Very good guess.
That'd be a higher percentage now, I'd say.
Like a weighted blanket and something like that. They're fun.
Oh, they are fun. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is that it? No?
No, it's not the answer, but good thinking.
Is the answer dirty laundry? Mary and Carrick and Shannon.
Thank you, Mary and Carrick and Shannon.
It's dirty close. Laundry. It's not the answer, though. No.
Do you have laundry baskets?
Yeah, and you just shut the door, and then you don't, they're out of sight, out of mind. Until you actually go and do the laundry. So much laundry in my life. Oh my God, so much laundry.
I misheard Max. This is after his football match on Monday. And I'm like, here, will you throw that into your laundry basket? Because it's absolutely manky now. It was because they got soaked. And he threw it to me. He goes, will you? And I misheard him. I thought he said, here, put it downstairs in the magic basket. He said washing basket, but I thought he said magic basket. I'm like, did you just call the laundry basket the magic basket?
As in,
things go in and they come out clean.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I wish I had a magic basket in my life.
Now, here's the downside of this. Lisa overheard me calling it the magic basket, so there's tension in the house at the moment.
You're in trouble.
Is it hide the ironing? Lorraine in Sligo.
Hide the ironing. Surely if you were ironing, you'd show it off.
Oh yeah, look at me. Look how I have toiled. Well, why though? I just don't ironing and me, you're just not friends.
Yeah, you don't hide the iron then, no.
If I would describe myself in three words and I couldn't use like adjectives and stuff, I would say I don't iron. You know, and I think that would kind of portray.
Chaotic and wrinkled.
Chaotic. Are you calling me wrinkled?
Yeah, you're close because you don't earn them.
OMG. You just call me wrinkled. You basically told me to get a shot of Botox. How dare you? Oh my God.
Well, finally I got away. I had to get away to say it, you know, and that was the easiest way to say it.
How dare you?
You also said that you related to Brian Boru, didn't you?
I might be.
Oh, I don't know, Una. With that copper hair of yours, you're more Iron Brew than Brain Brew.
All right, we need the answer, please.
The answer. 29% of people say they've hidden dirty dishes when people come over. You just stack them up and they're like, they'll get done. And then they're like, people are coming now, I better wash them.
Well, is that hiding them or are you putting them in a drawer to hide them?
You're just getting rid of them by cleaning them. It gives you the spur to get rid of them and
just wash them and put them away.
Exactly,
But that's not hiding them, though.
You would hide
It's putting them away.
It's putting them away, but that's not hiding. That's actually putting them away and doing housework.
So let's take a trip to the world of Una. How do you hide dirty dishes?
You could put them in, it depends. You could just throw them into the oven.
Yeah.
Or you could leave them outside the back door.
Cold, yeah.
Or you could put them, in a drawer. Or you could just hide them in the utility room.
Yeah. Una's going to be starting a new series of housekeeping tips on. it's with that crew that's on News Talk. They do it on a Saturday afternoon. It's going to be Una there. How to clean up a mess, but without cleaning up at all. It's just hiding stuff. Let me lift you up.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Here we go. Think on the spot, singing. Up against the clock. Don't take a hit. You gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Sing it. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. We should give bonus points for anybody who sings along with us. Mm-hmm. Do you hear that, Maya from Kildare?
Hello, Maya.
Now Una's going to want to sing to you.
No, I was only doing that off air. No, because it's kind of sounds stupid now if I do it on air.
Well, I'll do it then. Maya he, Maya who, Maya ha.
Sorry, I ruined it.
I said you could sing. You said you wouldn't, you shoehorned yourself into my song. As always, you ruined my fun.
Do you want to shoehorn yourself into my song?
No.
Oh me, oh Maya, you make me smile. You're such a good looking.
That's the right one. Woman.
Yeah,
Maya. Una making sure the nans who were listening are involved.
Hey, I love nans.
Maya, you have a very interesting job and you absolutely love it.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Are you going to tell us what it is?
Working Kilcock car dismantlers.
Whoa!
shout out. Yeah, I put the parts on eBay. They have an eBay store, so upload stuff online.
That is class.
Now, you got yourself a new car recently, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Hence why.
So, yeah. I believe that it's a big day out for a lot of people, is the Kilcock car dismantlers. Like, there's even am I right in saying, like, there's a burger van, a coffee van and everything? And it's just...
Yeah, the chip van, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Class.
Yeah, it's mad, yeah.
And you can get all different, anything you want for a car, anything you need.
Yeah, furry dice to wipers. Yeah. Yeah.
Everything.
Anything you
want. It keeps the Audi going.
Hey, oh, Audi.
Nice.
Very nice. Okay, come here. We have a nice prize up for grabs for the highest score at the end of the week. Excuse me while I die. It's a summer staycation in Donegal with the Gallon Group. We have these to give away. It's a relaxing break in one of these beautiful four-star hotels. You got the Cozy Riverside, Jackson's Hotel in Ballybuffet. You got the Villa Rose Hotel and Spa, or the Scenic Encourt Hotel in Gwydor. It's all with thanks to the Gallon Hotel Group. And you could win if you get the highest score at the end of the week. Is it true that the highest score is 3 to 2? Yes, it is. So, okay. Shout out to the people who've got 3, Sarah and Karen. All right, Maya, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay, the rules are you got to rhyme every answer with the word that we give you. You got 30 seconds to play. When the horn goes off, you can't answer anymore.
Okay, so your word today, Maya, is ball. B-A-L-L.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. You got to be on the ball for this. Your 30 seconds start now.
When you're too small to be on a roller coaster, you're not what?
Tall.
To work a program on your computer, you need to do this.
Fall.
When you move around at all fours, you what?
Crawl.
When you slip, you usually what?
Fall.
When you come off the car's clutch too quickly, the car will what?
Next.
You kick this around on the pitch.
Ball.
A rough or noisy fight is called a what?
Carl?
Time is up. Okay. Everybody needs to calm down.
We usually do better in the car.
It's what everyone
says. It's always tough when you're on the spot, Maya.
But you've the highest score of the week. You got a score of 4.
Way!
Yeah, so for question 2, you work to work a program on the computer, you need to install this. That's what we're looking for.
Oh, yeah.
And how did you not get this? You work in the bloody car junkyard. When you come off the clutch too quickly, your car will what? Stall.
Stop.
Yeah. Hang on a second. Is your car an automatic? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
There you go. There you go. There's your excuse, all right. Listen, you've got the highest score. You could be winning that trip to Donegal. It'd be lovely. Beaches and surfing and coastlines and mountains and stuff with the Gallon Hotel Group. Very best of luck, Maya. We'll talk to you hopefully maybe Friday, okay?
Thanks very much.
Cheers, bye.
Bye, Maya.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye-bye. If you'd like to have a go at playing Rhyme It, that's how it is.
Are you on my team? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast Rolled.
What's going on today, Una?
I think everyone has an opinion on this or an experience having gone through this. Hey guys, I need to get this off my chest because I'm still annoyed over it. I was in the supermarket the other day getting a few bits and there was only one queue open.
Oh, there we go.
I was in the middle. Someone behind me had a full trolley and an infant, and ahead of me was a lad whose shopping had already been scanned and packed. I thought, happy days. 2 minutes. And we're moving.
Yeah.
Not a hope. He decides to ring his wife, the guy I'm presuming who's in front of him, because she had 4 voucher codes he wanted to use.
Oh, what a legend. I love a bit of a voucher.
10 minutes later, they came through. Blurry. So now he's ringing her again. 3 of the vouchers work, 1 doesn't. Another phone call. 20 minutes later, we're all still standing there watching this man fight for his life over what was probably a tenner off an 80 euro shop. At what point was I allowed to say, lad, just pay and move on? We can't all be standing here all day waiting on your wife to send vouchers. A vexed Mark.
Whoa.
Yeah, you see, you should have started huffing and puffing and tutting. Do you know what I mean?
Why?
And tapping.
Oh, what's the rush?
Do the finger tap. Do the foot shuffle. Start tapping your foot. Put the pressure on. Put the pressure. But by the sounds of it, this guy, I don't think he would have cared. Like, I'd be mortified. I would, if I thought I was holding people up, and especially with the lad behind, the man behind him who had the infant.
Yeah.
Imagine holding an infant and you've got a big trolley full of shopping. And you're waiting 20 minutes. That's stressful.
The supermarket should have stepped in here and opened another till.
Well, I suppose the man has the right to use his vouchers.
Yeah, he does.
He has the right to use his vouchers.
And he has every right to wait till the last minute to phone his wife to get the vouchers.
You see, this is the problem now. But why? I don't understand how these vouchers work. When I get a voucher, I get it handed to me on a piece of paper.
This is true because you don't know how to use apps.
Yeah.
Okay, so any of my shopping apps, the vouchers are on the app. So you use them, so you activate them on your app. So my next one is in 2 days. I know that for sure. And it's 10 off. So it's 10 off 50. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if I spend 50, you get 10 off.
Okay.
And then the week later, I get 11 off 70.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
But is it at all just enticing you to come back and spend more money?
Yeah, but if you're clever about it, and everybody in your family has a voucher, and then if you go into the self-service checkout, just do it up to that point. So if you're doing big shop, have everybody there with you. So you could actually end up saving about 40 quid if you do it clever.
Is that legal?
Yeah, whatever. I'm not here to read terms and conditions, Una.
Okay, so what we want to know, at what point was Mark allowed to say, listen, lad, can you just pay and move on because this is taking too long? 20 minutes. 20 minutes is a long time.
It is a long time. But also, it's kind of like, you know, just chill out and relax. Relax.
No.
Just like,
well, no. Like, why couldn't he have been like you, organized, and had them ready to go?
Yeah.
Like, ringing the wife, saying, oh, I'm up at the till now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Fair. Listen, I'd love to
cop on, Cooper.
All right. Okay.
A bit of common sense.
All right. Okay. So, if you feel attacked this morning, you can all right, let us know what you think. Or if you had an incident like this in a supermarket.
And what you did.
Get it off your chest today. Tell us what you really think of this situation. This is gas.
So this is from a very cranky Mark. He says, hey guys, I need to get this off my chest because I'm still annoyed over it. I was in the supermarket the other day getting a few bits and there was only one queue open. I was in the middle. Someone behind me had a full trolley and an infant. Right?
Mm.
And ahead of me was a lad whose shopping had already been scanned. In fact, I thought, happy days, 2 minutes, and we are moving. Not a hope. He decides to then ring his wife because she had 4 voucher codes he wanted to use. This is the guy in front. So 10 minutes later, they came through. Blurry. So now he's ringing again. 3 work, 1 doesn't, another phone call. Ah! 20 minutes later, we're all still standing there watching this man fight for his life over what was probably a tenner off an 80 euro shop.
That's 10 off 80 quid, like.
At what point was I allowed to say, lad, just pay and move on? We can't all be standing here all day waiting for your wife to send vouchers. A vexed Mark.
I think everybody needs to calm down, relax.
No, out of order.
It is out of order, and especially if you're busy, like if you have to collect the kids, or you know you're going to a job interview or something, and there's this, and he's just kind of arsing around over vouchers. Why didn't he have them ready before getting to the till?
Yeah.
I would be sweating if I was in that situation.
If you were the person,
if I was the person looking for vouchers, and it's happened to me because I just have the paper vouchers. I'm not digital yet.
And we've all seen all your bags.
You've
and
seen
all
of my bags and all the. So I'm there looking for it. And if there's one person behind me, I'll just be like, nah.
Okay. 0871 102 107. What are you saying?
Oh, crikey. Have your vouchers, you're ready. Have your apps open if you need to scan them. Have your money, for God's sake. If you're going up to a counter, like, it's not. You're not going to walk up to a toilet and stand there and then walk away from the toilet and wee in your pants, are you?
Well, if there was ever an analogy for it, that's it.
Good morning.
Morning.
To be honest, the person on the till working there was the person in the wrong. They should have just suspended the transaction and said to the man, you stand over there now, and when you've got yourself sorted, come back to me. And then put everyone else's through. And then nobody would have been waiting. And then the man who was waiting for his vouchers would have had to wait to pay when everybody else was sorted. So, yeah, that's what I would have done. I've had many, many years in retail. And, yeah, that's what I would have done. Okay, bye.
So blame the person working the till. Yeah, okay, all right, fair enough.
It could have been someone who was new. inexperienced.
So blame the manager for not training the person properly. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm not saying.
It's got to go down the line to somebody. Somebody's to blame, Una.
It's the man there's with the child, vouchers.
There's a child in the cart behind.
Oh my God, that's the person I feel sorry for, Mark. The fella behind you with the infant and the trolley. I mean, trying to keep an infant quiet in a queue for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Sweat would be pouring off you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he should have been prepared, a little bit more prepared. And, like, that's a bit ridiculous, waiting 10 and then another 10 minutes after that. Like, 20 minutes waiting. I think it says...
But you were on his side. Oh. You're voucher king.
No, but also maybe yeah, but I'm prepared.
You get all your kids, don't you, to have vouchers and
every
y'all
single
go to
one
the
of them,
shopping.
Even the ones that I only found out about.
Oh, easy though, there's Cavan and you, kid.
You said you wrangled.
Sorry, what does that mean, Una?
Nothing. I'm joking.
Shout out to
I love Cavan.
My Cavan family.
Your Cavan family.
My adopted family.
Yeah, but you're just
family.
Cute, like. Do you know what I mean?
I know I am.
I'm just, no, and not that kind of way. You're Schlieveen, like. Oh. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, so you're calling people with Cavan blood Schlieveen.
No, I'm calling you, and in particular, yeah.
And the way I've just twisted this around into you just taking the absolute mick out of people from Cavan. Leave them alone.
I'm not. It's you I'm after. You. No, I didn't mean it's you. I'm trying to take the. I can just imagine you there with the whole family.
Fine, it's fine.
And all of your vouchers. Come over here now. Oh, you got a fiver off this. Okay. Another fiver off that. Oh, we're going to get it for free.
087-1102. Someone's given out about being in the queue. Boo hoo hoo.
Yeah, so, you're unbelievable. Pick a side. You can't be jumping from foot to foot.
I don't even winded everyone up.
So, Mark has been in touch, and Mark is raging because he was 20 minutes stuck in a queue in a supermarket waiting behind a man who rang his wife while he was up there for vouchers, and then the wife sent the vouchers. Three of them were worked, one of them was blurry, so then he had to ring her back again, and this is going on, and he was waiting 20 minutes and there was a man actually behind him with an infant and a trolley full of messages. So Mark is like, what is going on here?
Yeah, maybe your man was, maybe his wife told him, now when you get all the messages through, ring me and ask me for the vouchers and I'll take a picture of them and send them through to you. Maybe that's what she said to him.
Yeah.
And he's just doing as he's told, like a good husband.
Yeah, but still, a bit of cop on.
He mightn't have it.
He mightn't have it.
All right, what are you saying, 087-1102-107?
Good morning. That's outrageous waiting that long. tapping and tutting? Huh? Giving hints? I'd have him strangled. I'd have him strangled.
Come on now, Con.
I used to have often trouble holding up cues myself. Do you remember the old plastic bags? Them plastic bags didn't like me. The chemistry wasn't right. I could never get them open. There'd be a queue of people there, me trying to open the phone and the bloody plastic bag, and it wouldn't open. It would mortify it.
Do you ever try and open the plastic bags? Like if you don't have a little net bag for your fruit and veg, but like, you know, the plastic bag on the roll.
Yeah.
And you try and open it and you're just like...
No, I'm all good. I can open those.
Have you? Moist hands, don't you?
No, you just sausage fingers there, I mean.
What?
No.
What did you say?
Nothing. I can't remember.
I don't like sausages.
I think the person on the till should have called a manager to open another line for the customers that were waiting, because it was up to the supermarket, because those vouchers, he was totally entitled to use them.
Yeah, he's totally entitled to use the vouchers.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you're trying to take that away from
him.
I'm
not trying to take the vouchers away from him at all.
Poor man under there, he's told by his wife to ring him when he gets the area.
You don't.
The people waiting should not have had to wait 20 minutes. But it wasn't really the person on the till's fault either. In saying that, she should have just called, or he should have just called a manager to get another till open. Because, like, in fairness, the man should have been able to use his vouchers. But on the other hand, he should have had them ready as well. So
yeah,
I think there's just a lot of people at fault here.
Yeah, a lot of people at fault.
Do you ever, like, you've been behind someone and they actually get in a fight? With the cashier, because there's like, oh, why isn't that voucher working? What do you mean? Because I didn't pay that much. Right, give me some chewing gum so I can get that. And they, do you ever? And they're having an actual fight with the cashier, the poor cashier. Oh, I've seen that loads.
I have had a full on conversation with the cashier because they said that I can't use two vouchers when I'm checking out.
You can't.
No, I can.
You're not supposed to.
Why?
It's only one voucher.
It doesn't say.
If you've got a 5 or 25 and a 10 or 50 and you pay over 75, you can use them both.
Yeah. Oh, look at the two Schlieveens. They know all the ways of getting around, getting the few quid off, huh?
Isn't it very typical of people like you to make fun of people who know how to do things? Just to make yourself feel better.
Yeah.
Do you feel better now?
I do.
They are now slagging the nerds one more time. Do you know what? This is getting a mad reaction about people getting riled up about queues in supermarkets because there was just a man who was taking his time, his goddamn time, 20 minutes, because he had to get his vouchers.
Yeah, so Mark was waiting, stuck waiting 20 minutes in a supermarket. There was a man behind him with an infant and a trolley full of stuff. And the man in front rang his wife at the till when everything had gone through and asked for the vouchers. And then some of the vouchers didn't work, so there was another phone call. And just, anyway, 20 minutes he was waiting and he's raging about this. And he's like, should I have said to him to move on?
Yeah.
And just pay?
Or maybe Mark, you could have stepped up and offered to help. He was obviously struggling with the technology and stuff.
And what do you mean?
You look like you're having a problem here. Do you need help with this? It's just that there's a queue. Do you know what I mean? Just offer to
but
help.
But is that passive aggressive then? Well, I mean,
well, you couldn't help with the wife send them.
Yeah.
What?
How can anyone help his wife send the codes through?
Oh, you can say, hey, skip down to your house there and just have a chat to your wife and tell her to get her ass up here with the receipts.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Morning, folks. To be honest, the man should have had his ducks in a row before he approached the till and should have had the vouchers there. Like, you know, you have to be mindful of other people. Like, them people behind him could have been waiting to go for an appointment. They could have been on a 10-minute break and nipped in for something. But plus also the supermarket, like, if they've only got one till aisle opened, and like, having worked in retail, you don't keep customers waiting. You open another till, you get the customers through, you keep everybody happy. So there's two ways of looking at it, but to be honest, the fella should have had everything in order before he approached the till, or else stood back and says, listen here, folks, we'll cruise on ahead and I'll get this sorted and I'll join the queue again. Lucia and Donegal.
Yeah, that is, in fairness, that would have been the sound thing to do. But some people are oblivious to what's going on around them, and so maybe they need to be nudged and pushed. Do you remember that time I rang you after I was in the supermarket, and there was just one person in front of me, and obviously a woman behind me was in a bit of a rush.
Yeah.
But there was nothing I could do. The person was putting through their message and she's trying to bump me with her trolley.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? Oh, yeah. And I'm like, do I look at this person? She was bumping me with the trolley as I'm like,
I love this person.
Jog on.
Nick, that's hilarious. That's like, what Mark should have done. You should have bumped him with your trolley. Damn your coupons, douche.
All right, listen, we need to give away. Oh yeah, it's fine if it's happening to somebody else, but if it's happening to me, it's funny to you. Yeah. All right, Jean's and Drada.
The guy in the queue.
Yeah.
I am the most impatient person waiting in the queue, so I would have been puffing and panting and Jesus Christ. And finally, probably turned around to the people in the queue and said, let's do a quick GoFundMe and get your man the tenner. No patience for that at all.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
But it's all about you on a Wednesday, lady.
It sure is.
Wind Up Wednesdays. We'd love to hear from you if there's somebody in your life that you'd like to wind up. Maybe there's somebody new in work or somebody that you know starting a new job. They're getting married, having a birthday, anything. We'll throw you in a iRadio goodie bag if you nominate somebody. 087-1102-107.
So, Grania got in touch with me last week, wanting me to prank her mam, Anna.
Okay.
So Anna's an absolute legend, by the way. She minds all of the grandchildren. She's a hero. Well, total diamond.
Legend, yeah.
Always there for the kids and the grandkids. So she does a lot of driving. She needs a car. A car is very important to her.
It's true.
Okay. So a few years ago, Anna actually didn't renew her driving license on time. And there was a bit of bother, a bit of back and forth, you know, before eventually getting it sorted out. So she did renew the license.
Okay.
However, I decided to ring from the Department of Transport telling Anna she was in a spot of bother.
Hello?
Hi, is this Anna Vaugh?
Hello.
Hi, Anna. This is Mary Murphy here. I'm calling from the Department of Transport. How are you getting on?
Okay. What are you calling about?
I can barely hear you there, Anna. Do you have me on speaker?
Yeah, well, what are you calling about?
I'm calling about your driver theory test. Are you ready for your exam?
I don't have one. You must have the wrong one.
No, there was a letter sent weeks ago, Anna. Hold on. Let me check your address here now. Hold on a second.
It is, yeah.
And date of birth of the...
It is.
Yeah, no, your license expired last year.
But I've got one.
No, you see, your license actually expired, and then there was all this back and forth about you renewing it and not renewing it, and then you said it was lost, and then it was found. So the file actually went before the head of driver competence, and they ruled that you needed to do both your theory test and your driving test again.
I have a driving license to the 14th of the 5th, 31.
No, that's been revoked.
There was Why didn't you tell me this?
We did. We sent you a letter.
I never got anything.
Are you sure you didn't lose it?
I'm positive. I thought nothing about anything.
Well, look, I'll tell you what. I have all the relevant questions for the theory test ready to go. So are you ready to begin?
Not really. It's a bit of a shock.
Just so
you... letters come in for me.
Things have gotten very strict now, you see, since the new regulations came in, and Anna. Look, do you want to have a go at just some of the questions, Anna? I'll go easy on you. I'll just ask you the common sense ones.
Right. Jesus, this is a bit of a shock to me now. I know, I have a license.
I know, but it's been revoked because of all the kind of arson around with you did it before.
I don't understand why nobody didn't ring or even text me or... I've got nothing to say. I have no license.
Well, there was letters. There was letters sent to you. You drive the... Yeah, no, it's definitely... I'm sorry, Anna. It's definitely you. I'll just give you the common sense ones. And look, there's just three questions. And if you get one of them right, you pass your theory test. How about that? Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what I'll do now, right? I don't want you to be nervous or anything like that. If you agree to mind my four-year-old twins 3 days a week, I'll pass you on both the driving test and the theory test.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, great. Gráinne, you'll be delighted to hear that. Because this is actually Una from my radio, and Gráinne, you put me up to this. She's the devil.
Oh, no, that's good.
You are the worst. You are an absolute devil.
Oh no, I felt no. But she, it was so funny, and she was blaming her husband there. And she was like, "Did you do anything with those letters to poor Andrew?" Yeah,
of course you did. Listen, if that was brilliant, well done. If you'd like to get Una to wind somebody up in your life, we'd love to hear from you. We got goodie bags galore to give to you if you nominate somebody. 087 110 2107.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.